In recent months, reports of sexual bias and harassment have shaken California's Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is famous as a center for startup businesses and high technology companies. Many of its products are popular across the United States and around the world. But some women working there say they have been mistreated. They talk about men making unwanted sexual comments in an office environment. And a number of male business leaders have left their companies. They include Travis Kalanick, the former head of Uber. He resigned from the company after women criticized the culture of the ride-sharing service. Recently, more than 30 women took part in an indoor cycling event to try to increase understanding of one issue: how male investors treat women who create startup businesses and female employees. Tim Draper, a well-known investor, owns Draper Associates and Draper University. He organized the event in San Mateo, California.
This is an exciting time for women, and I'm all for it, and let's go. Let's start businesses. There's no glass ceiling if you start your own business.
Pearly Chen is the top aide to a woman heading a technology company.
I think men have to be very important champions for women empowerment, because the reality is that most decision makers today on the top, political business leaders, are men. So they have to be part of the change.
Many women have begun telling stories about the discrimination and harassment they faced when proposing ideas to male investors. Wendy Dent is the founder of Cinemerse, a tech company.
You pitch your idea and they go, oh, that's really interesting. And it was more like they were just setting up dates.
Dent once worked as a fashion model. She is now a businesswoman. She says she faced harassment when she met with a would-be advisor.
What was I going to do, go to the police?
Instead, Dent worked on her company, which makes an app for computers.
I fell deeply into a hole and didn't know what to do, and I learned to code. I decided, he's not going to win.
As more women talk about the problem publicly and on social media, they are having an effect on the industry. Kate Mitchell is an investor in high-tech companies.
We can use things like social media now and other many outlets we have, not just the courts, to communicate what we're all seeing within the industry. And I think that's one of the biggest changes.
I'm Jonathan Evans.